Good morning.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. We're so excited to be here. Welcome to Mornings with the Montagues. Yeah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Doing great.
Woke up with the Lord today.
Today is Sunday. It's Sunday morning. It's very cold here in Brazil, as you can see. For lighting purposes, we have our door open and it makes it a little cold in here, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
God's going to bless it.
So, why are we here? We want to do this devotional with you. This devotional, it's a couple's devotional Bible that we got on our wedding day from my parents. And we've been working through this devotional for 3 years now. And it is an incredible devotional. We love it. It's deep. It's important. It asks questions. And so we're just going to go through this devotional as often as we can on video. And because we have a son and he might wake up at any moment in the video, we'll see what happens. But we are going to go through these devotionals with you, ask the questions with you. You guys can answer those with your spouse or your couple, however that, what is that like for you guys?
Make sure you do that because you'll help your marriage.
And then we will answer the questions for ourselves, and we're going to bring you guys into our home, into our life, into our stuff. We're not going to share a lot of our testimonies because we've already done that on many videos. So if you want to hear our testimonies, go back and watch another video on our YouTube channel.
Down below the video that we have about our testimonies, right?
Yeah.
Marriage testimony. We have.
I'm sure we do. Yeah, we have many. If it's in a sermon, if anything.
Yeah.
So it's out there. It's out there. So one more thing I want to just say about our time here recording and why are we doing this podcast? We're not doing it because we think that we have all the answers. We're not doing it because we think we have all the wisdom and we've learned all the secrets of marriage in 3 years. Or all the secrets of parenting in 1 year. We're not there. We don't have them. But we do feel that God has brought us up in podcasting and different things that we've been able to learn how to do. And God is just, when we're in the will of God, this is where we are, right here, recording in front of you guys, doing devotionals, spreading the word of God. When we're in the will of God, this is what we're doing. And when we're not in the will of God, when we're distracted by life or things that happen, we are not sharing the gospel. And so as missionaries, we're not just missionaries because of a call, because of a title, or because it's something that we do. It's our life. We want to always be available, always be used by God. Anything you want to add to that? Why we're here?
I think God called us to do this. Both of us, and Dallas has a gift about podcasting. And I don't know, just had in my heart, like about videos, what about it, Lord? And I was praying. I said, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to just bring stuff, content to fill up in YouTube or anything like that. But what do you have about it, Lord? Why do I keep thinking about recording something? And the other day, he just showed me a couple that also did podcasts. And I was like, wow, that's cool. You know, they were sharing the gospel. And I commented with Alice and he... It was like I contracted him to make a podcast.
It was so fun because she said, I think maybe I want to do a podcast together. And in a couple hours, I had everything ready. The logo, the podcast was already on Spotify, YouTube. Everything was ready to go because I've been waiting for this moment for years.
Wow. There you go. That's I should be the helper, right?
Yes.
For a while to get it, to understand, you know, like God was... subtly speaking to me. And
I think it's important to explain our heart behind why we do this. So whether 5 people watch, whether 100 people watch, whether it's something that we just watch in the future to remember back on our life, that's fine. So we're not doing it for the views. We're not doing it for anything other than just we want to spend time with each other and we want to have these memories together. And we really feel that if we are preaching the gospel, people are going to be set free and changed. And so that's why we're here.